With the general election just days away, new research suggests that over a million people on low incomes who didn't vote in the last election are planning to do so this time. Around 170,000 of them are thought to be swing voters. The study by the Joseph Rowntree Foundation, who worked to tackle poverty in the UK, found high levels of distrust and cynicism among voters after what they see as broken promises. Our special correspondent Ed Thomas has been to Grimsby, where one in four are on low incomes.
That's all I have to my name.
Brexit, you've not mentioned it.
The situation I'm in, I can't get any worse.
It was like this, trying to keep warm. The town's just getting worse and worse and worse. It's going down and down and down every year.
These are the stories of struggle and desperation, but all from people with a voice and a vote.
I'm 50 when you're ready.
This is the community shop. Cheaper food for people on means-tested benefits.
What would you do without this place?
Struggle.
A place for three-year-old Phoebe, her mum and grandmother.
Nearly one in two kids grow up in poverty in this area.
Yeah, I see it everywhere, yeah, around here, yeah. And I've got three kids myself, so it is hard.
He's obviously put chocolate in there.
Michelle and John moved to Grimsby this year.
£25 a bag.
You know, it's good food.
I could never afford to give my kids chocolate while I was living down there.
They came from Margate after living in a hotel for the homeless.
How old was your daughter?
Five.
It crippled us. We'd hit rock bottom.
Does it feel like a big general election for you guys? Does it feel like something can change your life?
Yeah, a huge amount.
Who is the politician who's going to transform the way you guys are living?
It's going to sound awful, but I like everything that Boris is talking about.
For some, the priority is staying warm.
We all like this, bearing in mind we had dressing gowns on underneath as well.
This year, Lucy, a single parent with two kids, has struggled to heat her home.
What were your children saying to you?
Sobbing. We just was like this, trying to keep warm.
See what the balance is. Mm-hmm.
Lucy is now getting help from the charity National Energy Action.
Do you have any faith in politics?
No. 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 And in some ways, I wish I did. But who do you trust? And also with Brexit coming up as well, it's worrying times, really.
And is your vote up for grabs?
Yes.
Again and again, people talked of a lack of faith and trust. This food bank has never fed so many.
57.
57 people.
In 50 minutes.
Oh, right. Oh, that's good.
Most days, it's Pam who feeds the hungry.
We've been seeing a 10% increase every month. We've got a lot of 0 hours. We've got lots of benefits. We're getting universal credits, getting business people. We're just getting people who are working and just can't cope.
Do you know who you're going to vote for?
Not at the moment, no. No. And who do you believe? Who do you believe?
You're seeing all this poverty.
We're seeing all this constantly.
All this desperation.
Yeah, all this desperation. Every single day. Yes.
And you don't know who you're going to vote for?
No, not at the present. Who do you believe? Who do you believe?
And for some like Dwayne, who slept on the streets this year, political loyalties are changing.
I vote for Conservatives all the time, and now I've touched Labour.
For the first time?
Returning from the food bank, Rachel and her son Bradley.
Show me your room.
Living in temporary homeless accommodation.
This is my bedroom.
When were you made homeless?
7th of October. That's all I have to my name.
What's your main concern in your life right now?
Making sure my son was fed and he's got a roof over his head for the time being. If he didn't have him, I would be here. I know I won't. It is because of him, I'm still here.
And when you see politicians up and down the country wanting your vote, what does it mean to you?
Sometimes I think they don't deserve it because they don't get it. They don't understand what it's like to be without.
After years of austerity, confusion over Brexit. For some here, there was little hope politics could change their lives. Ed Thomas, BBC News, Grimsby.